stars, I wield this. You know I am Ahsoka Tano from Shilly, found by Master Blow, reckless. A little Togru to check out my Laku, trained under Sky Guy, and I do what I want when I
want. I don't know if you can hear my TV. I'm gonna turn it off real quick. You could probably hear Sadie chewing the freaking bone in the background.
Are we going to do the thing where we watch it? Because it's probably going to be difficult with Elizabeth.
Hey, what's going to be difficult?
Hey, coinciding the watch while we talk thing.
What you mean, Logan?
The commentary.
Yeah, like doing a kind of commentary.
Why would that be hard? Because I talk a lot?
Because don't you usually just sit in your bed and podcast?
Yes.
She can watch it on her phone.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I guess so.
That's what I do. That way I can listen to it through my headphones.
Yeah. Anyway, we're recording.
What up, bitches?
Hey, oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
Already.
It's our one curse for the episode. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the X-Wing Files.
I'm Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
I'm Logan.
You drunk? I'm Jacob.
And I'm
drunk. Avi.
Oh, I forgot Avi was on. Hey, Avi. Over Avi.
Hi. No, it's fine. Sorry. It's fine.
Okay, go.
You're the worst. Yeah, Avi hasn't been on in like a year.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has
school.
Been a while.
So, but since we're all doing self-isolation, Elizabeth, how are you still working?
Because my job sucks booty.
Actually, the Oklahoma Health Department asked the daycares to stay open here.
Really?
That's...
But my idea was, not that anyone cares, that, hey, a Star Wars podcast, let me listen to that. But my idea was, if a daycare is going to be kind of forced to stay open because of the healthcare workers not having someone to watch their child, which makes total sense,
yeah,
then the daycare should only be allowed to take the kids that are the kids of the healthcare workers. Like if there's a parent
or workers.
Yeah. Or... people that have to work.
Yes.
Not people that just want to send their kids to daycare because I'm paying for it.
I got to clean the house.
Did you guys read my rant today?
No.
No.
Oh, this is exactly what it was about. Oh. Like word for word.
That's stupid. Like that's willful. Like
exactly,
you should be getting paid hazard pay.
So
I know that's like what I freaking said.
Daycare, that's like the worst place to get it.
Kids are like, I was walking germ factory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was talking to Kara about that, and I was like, if I could figure that out, like, who are these idiots that are running this country?
Listen, Jacob, if I could figure that out, you're much smarter than me. So, I mean. The people that are running the country have orange faces and blonde wigs.
Well, no.
That's not fair.
But it's true.
Think he actually runs the country?
You think if Scoopy and Shaggy and the gang get to the bottom of this,
that
they'll storm the White House, pull the mask off Donald Trump, and it's really Emperor Palpatine?
Obama.
I brought it all the way back around to Star Wars.
What? Yay.
Speaking of stealing in it.
I am the Corona.
Execute order COVID-19.
Execute order 19. That's what you would say.
Yeah, there you go.
Execute order. 19.
But yeah, today I went on a little rant about that because I posted a thing and it said, like, you know, it was just like a GIF or whatever. And it just said, like,
yeah, it's
the people
GIF.
That are still, whatever, the people that are still working, like daycares and such, should be getting paid hazard pay or overtime or, you know, something to compensate. And this girl got on there, and I love it when I prove people wrong, but like this girl gets on here and she's like, you know, ranting about it. Like, if you think if they can afford to take all these kids in, then you think that they can afford to pay you time and a half. Well, you're wrong. And I was like, first off, the teachers, there's like 12 of us and 8 of them are not there because they're all scared to come to work. The whole teaching staff is off getting paid. None of the people that called in are getting paid. So they're just at home not getting paid. And I'm there working 8 to 6 every day because I'm not in school, which is totally fine with me. The fatter the check, the better. But I'm still like not going in my mom's hospital room just in case. You know what I mean? Like, so don't sit here and tell me, of all people, don't sit here and talk to me about how I should not get paid or expect to get paid more. Because F you, yes, I should. I should get paid 10 times what I'm getting paid right now to take care of these kids. Because I heard a parent say yesterday, oh, I'm bringing my kid to work or to the daycare because they expect us to still pay even though our kid's not here. Honey, listen, you still have to pay whether you're going on vacation or not. So this outbreak thing is not any kind of different than when you take your kids on vacation when they're sick a day and you don't bring them. You still have to pay for those days too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just can't. Don't even give me. I don't know. Like, people kept firing back a lot. Like, Laura said something, but she was, like, agreeing with me. But she was kind of like, I see both sides. Like, Kendall was on there saying, you know, thank you for doing, you know, you're risking your life and everything like that, you know. And I'm like, if I get corona, it's not going to affect me because I'm healthy. I don't have.
You don't know that for sure.
Well, not for sure, but I could just be a carrier.
Odds are in your favor.
Yeah. And, Katniss. You know, I don't have diabetes. I'm not in the hospital. I'm not elderly. I'm not young. So the chances of it affecting me like it affects other people are less. So I don't mind coming to work to take care of these kids. But the parents that are dropping their kids off, I know for a fact, are not at work. Like, I know. I'm friends with them on Facebook. I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I agree. It's ridiculous. Hopefully, a lot of people are understanding right now why teachers deserve to get paid more, why people that work jobs that don't require extensive education, like labor jobs, like working at a grocery store or food service jobs or whatever, why just paying most of those people the $7.25 an hour and then something like this happens, like, yeah, you know, they're still barely making a living wage while risking their lives. And, yeah, you know, if they're getting paid $7.25 an hour or $8 an hour or whatever. No, I mean, you can't live off that.
Agreed.
So they should be able to support their family.
I get $10 an hour and I live alone. I don't have a family and I can barely support myself.
Yeah.
Like, scraping money together to pay rent. And everybody's like, oh, why do you pay? This is a ridiculous amount of money that you pay for your rent. You could live in a house for that. Yeah, but I don't have other bills to pay when I'm living in an apartment.
Yes, it's a one bedroom. Back and forth with people about that too. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not just about the, well, you could buy a house and your house payment would be $500 a month. And then, yeah, but like when the roof falls in because of some storm or something, and my homeowner's insurance doesn't cover it, then that's a lot more than $500 a month.
No, Logan, you're supposed to have fresh air come in and look at the starry night every night when you go to bed. Yeah. Like,
believe it or not, I actually thought about these things. That's why I'm not trying to buy a house.
Yeah. Like, I don't have a family. I don't have these things. So I'm like, I don't have any business living in a house by myself. None. No business at all. I feel much safer with the neighbors that I have and living in a one bedroom upstairs. You know what I mean? Like, and they'll then ask me, well, why don't you live, you know, somewhere cheaper in a cheaper, because all the cheaper apartments here are in the ghetto. They call it like Murder One or something. Like, no, thank you. I don't, I'm already three streets away from that. Like, I don't want to go three streets into that. No, thank you.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Whole tangent going on for like 3 minutes.
Listen, this is our therapy, okay?
Yeah, we're all cooped up.
So. I can go on for an hour about how people in my school are idiots. I mean, I mean.
Go ahead.
I would love to, but I would probably be here for about an hour.
Hey, we're probably going to be here that long anyway.
Yeah, but we want to talk Star Wars.
Exactly.
So
we're going to cut this as bonus content.
Listen.
No, we'll just, it's only been like 10 minutes. We'll leave it in.
Can I say something about Star Wars? Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't get to watch all the episodes, like, because I still had three to catch up on. So I got to watch the two of them at work, and I watched the Ahsoka one tonight before I got on. And
you don't need to have seen the other arc to see the Ahsoka arc.
Well, I didn't know that. So I just went ahead and watched that. Well, I just went ahead. I wasn't doing anything at work, you know, just watching kids. No big deal. So one of the kids watched it with me, so it's fine. But,
okay.
Okay, was there an Easter egg in this one?
What do you mean?
Okay, because I thought, I can't remember her name, but I thought I saw some Rebel characters in the background.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget their names.
I've only seen it one time. That's why we're going to watch it live, or somewhat live. Live to us.
What was the...
You can point that out when we get there.
What was the robot's name?
Chopper.
Yeah, I thought I saw Chopper and the girl that flew the ships.
Hera.
I thought I saw them too in the background when Ahsoka and her friend were having dinner at kind of the end of the episode. I'm pretty sure that was them standing there talking.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't know where they were.
Yeah.
During the Clone Wars.
Well, I definitely don't think they would have been grouped together. They would not be the group. They would not be Phoenix Squadron.
No.
Because there's no rebellion.
It could just be Hera and Chopper then.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see anybody else.
Chopper. Yeah, Chopper is Hera's, so.
Yeah. I guess we'll see when we start watching it. We'll talk about the two. One small news story. If you're into toys, Hot Toys has a Mandalorian and Child Deluxe figure up for pre-order.
Like an action figure?
Yeah. Well, it's not really an action figure. It's more like a really expensive plastic statue.
That's great.
Because when you pay like $400 for it, you really don't want to touch it.
that's what she
you
said.
You want to treat it like it possibly has the coronavirus.
You got to clean it every week. You
6 foot rule. Don't touch it.
Yep. Put it in a glass case, you know.
And then I apparently got to break the news to every single person that I know today that Ahsoka Tano is going to be in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Yay!
Jacob is not happy about this, but right after I texted everybody and then told Avi in person, it wound up twice on our Facebook page. So, Jacob, I'm assuming that you would have had this spoiled for you regardless.
Yeah, that's why I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at whoever decided that was a great move for The Mandalorian to release such information.
Well, it was not been officially confirmed.
Speaking of unofficially confirmed, I heard that Lego's going to be releasing some Mandalorian sets.
Yeah.
I just heard about that.
And I think there's one already out.
Oh yeah, there is. There is. It's
like
just
battle pack or something.
I think.
With like three or four Mandalorians.
Oh yeah, I have that. I have that. Yeah. So, never mind. There is. I meant more with like Baby Yoda. That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
What are those block hit? Or is that what they're
called?
Brickheads.
Brickheads.
Yeah. They're releasing a child brickhead figure, I think, along with some other stuff.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, so. Yeah, Jacob, there was no way we were getting all the way to the premiere of season two without knowing that she was going to be in the show.
Yeah, we could have.
I don't think so.
Come on, they
Jacob,
kept...
Jacob
people have their ways.
They could have kept it secret. Well, I mean, well, we didn't
Jacob's
know Palpatine.
On the Star Wars podcast, he would definitely not have made it to the premiere because I would have ruined it. Not on purpose, but I definitely would have said something.
I mean, so. We didn't know Palpatine was the main villain in Rise. Oh, wait, yeah, we did. He was on the movie poster. My bad.
What is wrong with you?
That was such a surprise.
When they did the Star Wars, whatever it is, the convention, Palpatine came out and when they played the trailer, he was like, "Roll it again."
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "Oh my god, what? Palpatine in the movie?" Because you hear his laugh at the end of the trailer.
No, why did they have to do that though?
It would have been such
there were
a
no
bigger...
surprises in that movie.
Yeah, that is
the
true.
The surprise was that it sucked. Actually, okay. I was about to say, Avi's on here. We have not heard his opinion of Rise of Skywalker. It's okay.
It was mediocre.
Yeah,
it
was mediocre. Elizabeth liked it.
I freaking loved it.
I think the Lego video game version of it is going to be phenomenal.
Oh yes, I have seen the trailer. I'm already on it. I'm saving my money. I'm going to buy it immediately. I'm so excited.
But I don't love the movie at all.
It's okay.
Oh, you're both wrong. It was so good.
It was okay. That's all I can say. It's all okay.
Wait, so, how do you feel about it? I don't remember.
How do I feel about it? I just called it Rise of Turdwalker.
I'll just turn to TikTok.
I like parts of
okay?
it, but it was completely pointless movie in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything in the movie that didn't feel extremely forced or really, really stupid. Like, stuff happens.
Is that a pun?
Sure. Stuff happens for no reason at all.
Exactly.
I mean,
which I know is kind of like, yeah. We've talked about this several times on the podcast that you haven't been on. So I feel like we're
beating. I have a life.
Not anymore, you don't.
Not for two more weeks. No, I do think that, like, it was, some things were really crappy. I don't know, but I really get into movies and like, I cried, man. I cried a lot.
At what part?
Anytime anyone died.
Oh. So if an alien died, you cry?
My Alexa. Alexa, go off.
Alexa, how do you feel about Rise of Skywalker?
Well, since we're talking about Rise of Skywalker,
it's a 3 out of 10.
Can I talk about the audiobook?
Yes.
I've been listening to it, and I have to say, I'm not a fan of the one person reading it and acting out all of the characters.
I don't like that either.
Oh, they should be terrible.
Exactly.
Doing female voices, it's like, you couldn't just get somebody else.
Oh, it's terrible. And the worst part is when he is voicing Chewie, because he does not try one bit. He's just like, I'm not even joking. Like, I will play it right now. It
do
is
it.
Pathetic.
Please do. I have to hear this.
I want
to
hear it.
He just goes,
I'll have to find it, because it's a 9.5 hour long audiobook. I'm not even exaggerating.
I didn't know this was a thing. I want to listen to it. I mean, maybe I don't want to listen to it.
No, it has good information and things that make the movie make more sense. But just when you're going from Kylo being angry to Leia's voice, it and he tries to mimic their voice, how they sound and stuff. Oh, it's just like you throw up in your mouth a little bit.
You want it to be more of a radio play with different actors doing the different
voices. If he's going to, if he's going to try to act out the scenes type thing, like when you read a book, and it's a book like this where you have a reference to the characters and their voices, you kind of read it like that in your head.
Yeah.
But true. When he's reading it to you, it's just like, it kind of takes away your imagination a little bit. True. And it takes me out of it because it's like, oh, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
He hasn't got the Ackbar. Oh, wait, Ackbar's dead. So he won't get it.
Can we go back to the Ahsoka thing real quick?
We
talked about how she's going to be in The Mandalorian. We didn't talk about who's going to be playing her in The Mandalorian.
I have another one. What's she going to look like? How are they going to do it, like CGI or something?
We've seen Twi'leks before.
True.
So is that that's what she is, right?
She's not a Twi'lek, though.
Oh.
Or Torgola or Torg? I can't remember how.
But they're like the Twi'leks, right? They have the.
They're similar, yeah. But we have a whole episode with two Twi'leks in it from The Mandalorian. They look pretty good, so.
Yeah. So, I should know. I should have known she's not a Twi'lek, but whatever. Yeah. That's beside the point. We've seen characters similar. So
true.
So Rosario Dawson's going to be playing her. I know Avi doesn't know who Rosario Dawson is. I'm assuming both of you do know who Rosario Dawson is.
I do.
Yes.
Okay. So thoughts on that?
She looks just like her.
Yeah. It's the lips.
And she's not a bad actor either. actress, sorry.
Wait, what?
I don't even know what just happened.
I said that's racist.
It's no one, literally no one. That's racist.
That's not racist. She has nice lips.
It's speciesist.
It's speciesist.
Well, Ahsoka has big lips, and so does this chick.
Oh my gosh, it does look like her. I can see that being Ahsoka. I can see that.
I think she's fantastic. So
yeah, there was a lot of... Go ahead.
Oh, she's in that one Quentin Tarantino movie. Or she's in a couple, I think. The one with the car.
Yeah.
That's like the first time I ever saw her.
She's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But she does like a lot of voiceover work, too. So.
That's the first thing I, like, remember her from.
She was in all those Marvel Netflix shows. Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist. They're all so good. Watch them during the quarantine. Well, Iron Fist is not great, but, you know, the rest of them are okay.
Perfect time to start watching it. You know,
she's done so much voiceover stuff. I'm trying to find. She's in the Sin City movies. She's in crap. I'm trying to find something big that people would remember her from. Percy Jackson. Were those movies big? I don't know.
Was she in Percy Jackson?
Yeah.
What does she do?
The second one, maybe. Death Proof is the movie you're talking about.
She was in...
She's Persephone.
The New Zombieland.
Oh, yeah. She was in The New Zombieland. Clerks 2. She was in Clerks 2. So, she's in The Rundown with The Rock. That's a fantastic movie.
She's in Men in Black 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot she was in Men in Black, too.
Yeah.
She's also in Josie and the Pussycats, a movie that is not good, but I absolutely love.
So. I love that movie. She's in The Zookeeper. She's like the love interest.
Why would you watch The Zookeeper?
I watched it at work.
Oh, well, that's fair. She's actually got a show in USA right now called Briar Patch. So, and that chair you hear is Avi. So.
Well, it's not my fault. This chair is so squeaky, okay?
She's in the Lego movie, the Lego Batman movie.
She does a lot of voiceover work. She's been Wonder Woman on the animated stuff for a while now, yeah. And she's Batgirl in the Lego Batman movie.
She's been in Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah. She was in Clerks, too. Clerks number 2, not the original Clerks also. Anyway, I'm excited for her. I think she's fantastic. And with the Darksaber showing up at the end of season 1, and now Ahsoka confirmed for season 2, is there any hope at all, you think, of us getting some Rebels characters?
Oh, she's in Rich. Sorry.
Sabine?
I mean, that would be awesome.
If Sabine showed up, I'd be so excited.
A live action Ezra Bridger?
No. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to give them their own show. I think.
Yeah, they would be taking away from The Mandalorian.
Especially Ezra.
You think we'll, like, maybe in flashbacks or something, we'll see some of the, what's the clan, Vizsla.
I'm about to say, you mean, like, the one that Darth Maul controls for a little bit?
Yeah, like pre-Vizsla's.
I know what you're talking about.
Family. Was,
Death Watch.
I forgot what they were called, but I know what they're called, I just forgot Death what they were Watch. Called. Yeah, Death Watch. I actually know that.
anyway. I kind of hope we do. So, that's all the Star Wars news.
Actually, I was on YouTube once and I saw this Boba Fett movie, like him coming out of the Sarlacc pit. Yeah, I don't know if it was fake or not.
That's fake.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
It doesn't come from Lucasfilm, which means Disney.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So,
it looked good though. I don't know.
What is the timeline supposed to be? I can't remember.
What, The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
It's after the fall of the Empire.
After Rebels?
Yes.
Because it's after Return of the
Jedi. After Return of the Jedi. And
Ahsoka's like old then. Before... But this girl is not old.
Rosario Dawson? She's not young.
Well, I know she's not young. But...
Yeah, but we don't.
Wasn't Ahsoka kind of like wrinkly and stuff in at the end of Rebels?
Not really. Like, you could tell that she looked older, but that's about it.
My timelines with this get so confused.
it's not that hard. It's
me. She's 41 years old this year.
I thought Ahsoka was supposed to be way older.
Than who? Well,
she was a teenager when the Clone Wars started. Like, she's like 13 or 15 or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No. Jack, we cannot hear you.
I didn't hear Jake.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, maybe she's not as old as I think, I guess, because like,
so
I guess I'm going by like her 30 hair. To
40 years, so she would be in her 50s.
That's I don't know, would you consider that an old person?
I mean, I'm 41, I hope that's not too old. So
Jacob said he'll be right back.
I can't even hear Jacob.
He was having computer trouble earlier, too. So.
What to say? How do you guys hear Jacob?
Maybe hear you tell age through how long her quote-unquote hair is. Because, when she's young, it's short. As she's getting older, it's getting pretty long. True. At the end of Rebels, it's, down to her belly button. So, she's got to be, because, how old is the other one that died?
I don't know. But, I mean, 55 is not that old. So, and I don't think it's even been, so it's, 20 years 18 years between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So you tack on another handful of years for Empire and Jedi. So, yeah, it's like 30 years. So she wouldn't be older than like 50. 55. So... I don't think that that's that. I mean, I'm 41 this week, and I have very, very few gray hairs. So,
well, gray hairs don't count because I'm younger and I have lots of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, people age differently. So, like, she could look. Like Rosario Dawson's my age. So aging her up 10 years as a whatever Ahsoka's species name is, that's not that big of a...
This says hello? Her timeline.
Hello? Jacob, hello. Jacob's you're back.
Everybody. Welcome back, Jacob.
Why do we always get stuck on how old these characters are?
It drives me nuts.
How?
It's like, okay, so it I says like that her species... You know. About it. Her species generally live to be 82, but the ones that are force sensitive live up to 200 years old.
Oh my god!
There you go. So,
well, I
also Ahsoka would not be that old.
She would be 50 or younger, right?
Yes.
This one says, in Rebels, she's at least 30.
Okay, so
I don't. Maybe
she'd be, starts out
around 30.
She starts out training with Anakin at 14.
Well, there you go. And between the start of the Clone Wars and the end of Return of the Jedi, it's not 30 years.
No, because what, Luke 17 in A New Hope.
17 or 18.
So the end of Revenge of the Sith, which Ahsoka would be, I'm not sure how old she'd probably be 17 maybe. Just say 17. So there you go, 17 years. So she'd be around 30 to 35 years old.
Right.
At the beginning of
Rosario
A New
Hope. Dawson, pretty much the perfect age.
Yep.
So
That was great.
Yeah.
We have our priority set.
So speaking of Ahsoka, do y'all want to try to watch this episode?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
You're not going to rewatch it?
No, I don't have any kind of headphones.
Oh. Just turn the volume down and turn the subtitles. That's what I do.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're. Like, if someone was to rewatch it with us, because they're listening to our commentary and watching it.
No, but I would have to get up, go turn my TV all the way down, come sit back down.
Do you plug not in have my a computer. Phone?
You not have a remote to turn down your TV?
I do not.
What TV do you have?
It's an old TV.
Are you doing this on your phone right now?
She probably doesn't have Disney Plus on her phone because her phone has like 1 megabyte of memory.
Actually, I fixed that, okay?
I didn't know.
I do have Disney Plus on my phone. I guess I can do it that way.
Man, my
That's
phone...
That's why Jacob doesn't.
My phone's so old, it can't even get like YouTube on it. Okay?
Avi has a web browser on his phone, and that's it.
Yep. Well, I mean, I can get YouTube on the Explorer, but when it comes to apps, I can't even get like TikTok or anything like that.
Do you want me to send you my old phone?
That's not a bad thing.
Yes, it is. TikTok is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. We're all allowed to have our own opinion. You know, we can.
No, we're not. Everyone has to agree with me. I'm just kidding. I'm the woman. No, I'm just kidding.
I am the woman.
So
we're watching it on the Xbox, so
oh my gosh. Take a second for it to
okay, I'm gonna
It'd be funny if I go on my phone and it just says, you can download
this.
I don't think my phone
could
handle it.
Turn the volume down first.
My volume doesn't turn down until it starts playing.
You know what's weird? Wow. My phone's so old, it literally has an Xbox app on it.
Yeah.
I don't... That's so weird.
My Kindle does that. It's annoying, Elizabeth. Like, I cannot adjust the volume on anything I'm going to play until it actually starts playing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's so stupid.
So I never know how loud something's going to be till it starts.
Yeah.
Come on, Disney Plus, boot up.
Who's watching? Right, us.
So what you want to do is boot up Disney Plus, go to this week's episode of The Clone Wars.
Yay.
Which would be episode 5.
Is that the one we just watched?
And then
okay,
start playing.
Let's do it.
And then immediately pause and then go back.
Zero.
It's season 7, episode 5, Gone with a Trace. Which,
why do you...
the title didn't make any sense to me.
I know. Do you want me to tell you why it's called that? Her name's Trace.
Oh.
He didn't get that until
now.
Like,
I never put that together. I was like,
what?
Gone with a Trace. What? Like, what? I get it that she's gone. but like with a trace, like that doesn't make any sense.
And then which
I
is
just
like,
thought it meant
Trace
she wasn't,
slogan.
I just thought it meant she wasn't trying to hide.
Yeah,
like, she was just leaving.
Trail for Anakin to follow?
No,
what's going on? Oh yeah, I never put it together that that.
In that case, it would be gone without a trace. If that, in that case, you know.
Well, that yeah.
Or gone with the wind, or you know. Or
gone with the wind.
That'd be a
gone
great
with
episode.
The wind.
All right, so when you pause it, you want to back up to where it says 000, and then I'll count down 3, 2, 1, and then we'll all press play
Yay.
At the same time, and then we'll all be in the same place.
Okay.
Is everybody ready?
Nope.
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to figure out how to do subtitles. I'm good now.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the subtitles are already on mine.
Yeah.
The subtitles.
Okay.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
Look at that amazing intro.
Okay.
This is another one of those episodes. It's
After
only 24
pee, I'll be right
minutes.
Back.
Are you serious?
We could have
only 24 minutes long, but it seemed like it was way longer.
Yeah, it really did. But I mean, I enjoyed the episode.
Yeah,
I
thought it was okay.
I liked it.
It feels weird that it seems to pick up right after her like walking away from the council, because we had those other 4 episodes. Plus a whole other season since that happened.
Yeah.
Because there was the whole Netflix season, right?
Yeah.
That Ahsoka basically wasn't in.
Man, it must have took her a long time to get the bike. It must have taken her like a whole season.
I mean, yeah, but no.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
It feels weird. Like, if you were watching this, like, if you were watching one episode a week, in seasons, with breaks in between seasons, even though it's been years in between seasons, it's been an incredibly long time since you've seen Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And, like, for the episode to just be like, oh, well, it picks up right after she walked away. I mean, I get it, but it just felt weird. So, I like her outfit, though.
I like the nice dark blue.
I would like to get this Ahsoka action figure. Biker Ahsoka.
I wonder where she was headed. Like, what was her plan?
That's for us to find out.
So, does anybody know the relevance of where it is she crash lands?
No.
So, she crashes on level 1313.
Nope, I got nothing.
So there was when George was still in charge, there was a Star Wars 1313 project that may have included that live canceled live action series, which we saw some footage of a few weeks ago, and definitely a video game, Star Wars 1313. Jacob, you don't remember that?
Yeah.
So this would have basically been a soft launch for Star Wars 1313.
Can we talk about how dumb this chick's hair is?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
It seems lesbian.
Well, I wasn't going there. If you go into a high school, like, every boy looks like this.
Exactly.
But she's not a boy.
I know, but that's the ridiculousness of our high school kids.
My hair kind of looks like that right now.
No,
it's not as fluffy. That's not the same.
Not as fluffy.
But I
actually do like the shaved sides with hair on top. That's the way I like my hair.
It looks like a weird puffy mohawk.
Except not all the way. Does that make sense?
It looks like a poodle to me.
A poodle.
She's got Donald Trump's hairstylist. So I just take, dogs and plop them on top of their heads. Jacob, do you know what kind of ship that is? Well,
she's about to tell you.
Yeah. I think we're like 5 seconds ahead somehow. So.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a Nebula class.
Yeah.
Corona cough.
So this,
we're taking it seriously, but joking about it.
Chick, she says she doesn't have like a whole lot of money and all this stuff, but she's got like a bay like 13 levels down, apparently, from the top of Coruscant.
No, that's like, where the poor people live.
That seems like it'd be expensive, though. That seems like it'd be like prime real estate.
Well, maybe that's why she doesn't have any money.
Maybe that's why they're in debt with old boy.
Yeah, also, she's like, oh, we don't have any money, but all she does is work on her ship. Like, well, work on something else.
Well, I mean, if nobody's bringing anything in. What I didn't get was, like, why are you letting Ahsoka use your bay without, like, charging her something?
Because she thinks she's pretty.
Oh, my God. No.
She is charging her.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. She's charging her for the use of her tools.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. Elizabeth, you're going to have to tell us when you thought you saw Chopper and...
Yeah.
Hera.
Yeah, Hera. So,
it's not till towards the end of the episode.
Corona cough.
Oh my gosh.
It's a COVID cough.
The COVID cough. So, yeah. This would have launched like a whole different side of the Clone Wars, where we're seeing, not that we haven't seen stuff like this, but the ship coming up here is just awesome. Like, they got so good with the CGI graphics. It's amazing. Yeah,
that's more than 13 levels down.
Those are really big levels.
But it's 1313. So, like, 13. Each level has its own other sub-level. So, she's not on level 13. She's on level 1313. So,
gotcha.
Or maybe it's 1,313 levels down. I don't know how it works.
But listen, I was noticing about the graphics too, because, I mean, not to like sound weird, I guess, but since I started Photoshop and I started like animation and doing all those things, like I watched this. Well, I've watched all of them. Like looking at it, being like, the lighting, the shadows that are cast, just like every little detail put into, like, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And it looks so good. And they look realistic.
And it's smooth, too.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that this is going to kind of launch a whole new side of the Clone Wars, where like she's talking about the Jedi started the war, they're not really on the side of the people, and like this whole kind of like exploring the stuff we always talk about, like the dirtier side of, like, the Jedi are not necessarily the good guys.
They're not who you think they are. Yeah, they're not who they're made out to be.
They're not
from
they're
a certain point of view.
They're not who they are. It's not that they're misleading anybody on purpose. It's just that they've gotten so far away from what they should have been that they don't see it. So.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad if you think about it.
It's very sad.
Because, like, these poor people have someone to look up to, some, like, saviors, and they're really nowhere to be found, kind of.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, but it's, that's an unfair... that's an unfair... I can't think of the word... thing to hold the Jedi to, because they never asked to be looked upon as saviors. They're just
peacekeepers.
Yeah, well, neither did Jesus, but...
Well, that's not true.
He didn't ask to be Jesus.
But we'll talk about that on another podcast.
Okay. He was born that way, guys.
Lady Gaga said so.
Yeah. Anyway, I did have a question about this scene, though, real quick before it's over.
I love Ahsoka stopping.
Me too. Exactly.
So awesome. Yeah.
I love this scene. This is my favorite.
I kind of was waiting for that to happen because I was like, okay, she's just going to let her get beat up. Like,
she told her to stay out of it.
I know, but that's so not Ahsoka.
Nope. But the fight scene is amazing.
It cracked me up. But she right here.
You ought to leave now.
But, my thing was, why didn't she... Okay, she's so secretive about her Jedi powers. Like, she's like, oh, my brother taught me. Like, why didn't she just tell her the truth? Like, she doesn't... Order 66 has not happened yet. She doesn't have to... It doesn't have to be a secret yet.
It's because of where she is. If because someone found out she was a Jedi or had Jedi abilities, they would try to use her.
And also, this person she just made friends with says that she doesn't trust the Jedi. So.
Exactly.
I know, but she could just, you know, hey, look, I just saved your butt.
Well, but then she'd start asking questions, and Ahsoka would be like, well, I left a Jedi order because this and this and this. And it would actually further prove her point.
Exactly.
Not to trust a Jedi. So, it's kind of a lose-lose proposition.
I guess.
There's a Moof Milker line coming up, which is, to my knowledge, only the second time that term has ever been used in Star Wars. And I know I don't have extensive knowledge because I don't read all the books and yada, yada, yada.
I think so. Han says it twice. Han says it. Yeah, he says it in Force Awakens first, right?
Yeah.
And then he does say it in Solo.
Oh, okay.
What's a Moof Marker?
Moof Milker.
Oh.
We don't know. It's used in The Force Awakens, and it's probably the worst line in the whole film.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No. Oh, look, guys, her name is Trace. That's why it's called With a Trace.
I'm surprised. I thought you knew that. I was just like, wait, you didn't know that?
I didn't catch on to that either, though.
I knew her name was Trace, but I just didn't put it together. So.
I just like didn't know the name. Title,
why does it feel like every cartoon has to make a pun out of the title?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Well, what do we think about this chick's hair?
Her sister's hair. I've seen it before. I've seen it before in games, so I'm
just that's a Twi'lek.
It's very punk.
Who the blue guy?
The blue guy is a Twi'lek, right, Jacob?
Yeah, that's a Twi'lek.
Ahsoka has three braids, or I don't know what they're called. Tails, something, whatever they're called.
And Elizabeth Shakti is the other.
Yeah. Shakti.
Jacob, so the this droid thing coming up. Do have we seen these kind of droids before?
Was this a previous plot in the Clone Wars?
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you would know.
It's in the later seasons. I can't remember. It's I think it's actually in one of the episodes where Ahsoka is running, actually.
I feel like I've seen this droid before too. It may have been I feel like I've already seen this
when
one.
If I went and watched the episodes, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. But I figured it was picking up on some previous plot detail from the Clone Wars. So
I'm not sure if they look like this, though.
Are straining bolts always blue?
No. R2's is just like a gray piece of whatever 3PO's
is. That's what I thought. Yeah, really wish you had finished putting that restraining bolt on that robot there.
Once you saw that this one was about to be different, you know?
Wait, binary load lifter? Wait. I figured they didn't look the same because Ahsoka would probably recognize them.
Yeah.
But because she's talking about building droids. And they came from, almost piecemealing the droids, kind of, right?
And then the next one goes on, and they gotta go catch themselves a droid.
I think so.
So she's using, parts from other droids or something.
The person that brought her the thing, I thought.
What are those cats called, Jacob?
I don't remember.
We've seen them before, though.
They're in Rebels, yeah.
In Rebels, yeah. And in Jedi Fallen, what's it called?
Fallen Order, which is on sale right now. Yep. On the digital store, it's 20% off. So if you're looking for something during the
lockdown.
Lockdown is so negative.
I would just like to point out that I've seen Ahsoka run way faster.
Keeps people inside. There you go. The thing that keeps people inside for a long time. That's what we'll call it.
What were you saying, Elizabeth?
I said, I just want to point out that I've seen Ahsoka run way faster than what she was running here.
But maybe she's intentionally
not doing it.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to exhibit any I love that they're watching this thing, not bothering to figure out how to get down there and chase it.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. It just keeps destroying stuff.
oh, here's something I can destroy. Let me smash this to pieces.
It's so random.
For a droid, this thing goes fast. Out of all the speeders to pick, you pick this one?
Well, I think she picked it because it had
the clamp or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
You think at some point Ahsoka would have done the Superman thing and been like, I'm going to figure out a way to ditch this chick so I can actually save some people.
That's what I thought was going to happen too at one point.
I wonder what would happen if they just pushed it over the side. The running animation for the droid is, I know I keep going on and on about the animation stuff, but it's pretty incredible.
Look how fast it's, look at this.
And also the design of the thing where it's a lifter, and then you flip it, turn it around, and flip it on its side, and it becomes a claw. I'm not in the world of things like that, but if that's not a thing that exists, and somebody legit came up with that idea, it's brilliant.
That face we just saw that she made, I don't know if y'all caught it, but it pauses on her face, and then she looks at Trace. That was the face of, okay, I could do this way better right now.
Yep.
And quicker.
Trace is let me jump on there. And Ahsoka's I guess so.
She's just going with the, you know, she's just going with it. She can't, unless she really has to. Like, see, she's worried. She's just like, what if I have to catch her with my force powers?
This is kind of how it is reading the book, Ahsoka. Because she doesn't want to use her powers, obviously, then because of 66. But I was just like, I was struggling to watch her not use her powers, and it just reminded me of reading that book. A good catch.
Yeah. The whole time I'm just like, why aren't you using the force? Like, yeah. I know you don't want to reveal yourself, but seriously, this girl's about to die. Use the force, Luke.
I didn't know why she wasn't. I was just like, what the and hell then the is she doing?
That was a really good shot.
Finally, after a long time, she uses
it. And how the background's blurry.
Elizabeth, did we already pass the part where you said you thought you saw...
No.
Okay.
Tell us when.
Do you think that little kid's going to reveal that Ahsoka used the Force?
No.
No.
Well, considering it's... I don't know.
Probably maybe if not. We had like a whole season of Ahsoka. We only have 3 more episodes.
I need an Ahsoka comic book is what I need.
Yeah. I think it's like coming up.
So with Ahsoka coming to live action, do you think there's a chance for a spinoff?
Probably
not. That would be great.
I'd be stoked.
I would love that. Ahsoka's a character that's just
a Disney Plus original movie.
Man, when they make her finally into a freaking character on Battlefront 2, I will be playing with her all the time.
For anybody who doesn't know, there is no couch co-op on Battlefront 2.
We figured that, though, the hard way.
Sucks.
Okay, here it comes.
We were
wait, play. Where?
Hold on. Just look in the background.
Are they called meerkats?
I see a Twi'lek.
Wait, I just saw. Wait.
Yes, but
are they sitting at a table?
Hold on. Not yet.
Wait for it.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Should be coming.
There's
out.
A lot of Twi'leks there, actually.
I just saw one of those music people aliens. You know the ones that do the music in the cantina? I think I see her. Barely.
There's one of those weird...
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh, droids. Never mind. You mean with like the alien bug head type?
Yeah. Droids?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same one. It might be.
The one sitting at the bar?
No.
No.
And I'm just constantly looking at the background.
Well, yeah. See that one over there? It's like going to be on that side.
Still waiting.
Still
waiting.
Wait for it.
Waiting.
It's going to be when it's a shot, I think, of Trace.
So much.
Hold on, Bean.
So much talking. Oh, that does look like Chopper.
I didn't see it.
That doesn't look like Chopper. That has like a cone head. Chopper has a flat head.
I kind of saw it, but...
It didn't have a cone head. What are you talking about?
Chopper
wait, there it is. Different... I see it again while zooming out. It looks better.
Maybe Chopper's head came off?
I thought his head was flatter than that. Wasn't that?
It is.
His head is like all orange. But yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a screenshot and see if...
Maybe.
I don't know if I can, actually.
That was the original Chopper.
Nothing at the end of the episode there, but... Ahsoka's back, guys.
Sorry.
In a big kind of way.
Yeah, so you saying that... To me, this was a very disappointing episode for Ahsoka's return.
I think it's a fine episode, but that's what I was getting at earlier. It's been so long since we've seen Ahsoka, because if you don't count Rebels... It's been a long time. I get she's in Rebels, but like this version of Ahsoka, it's been a while. And for this to be the first episode back, it's like, oh.
I was so expecting she's more.
Saving level 1313 from a droid run amok. Like, really, anybody could have just taken this droid out with a piece of heavy machinery. It wasn't like it was blowing things up or blasting things. So, like, drop something heavy on it. I don't know.
Well, they didn't want to destroy the droid, pulse. You know? They didn't want to destroy it.
Yeah, I get it.
I agree. They could have did, like, one of those things, like, disable the droid or something.
So, but for just an episode, I think it's fine. It's just not the episode... Not as grand a return for us.
It should have been like one of those filler episodes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is kind of a filler.
So that's definitely not Hera, because Hera is green. This Twi'lek is blue. Oh. And it could be a version of Chopper, but I don't think it's Chopper. This one's just kind of like a yellow and white droid. I'll see if I can send it to you.
It's okay, I believe you.
But that would have been... Oh, yeah, see, it like blinked out the screen. I hate that. That's so dumb.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. That's Ahsoka's return.
Had Kara's phone. I could take a picture.
A scale of 1 to 10, how was it?
I mean, I don't know. It's a 7.
Yeah, I'd probably say a 5.
That's what I was gonna say.
I feel like it didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Like I said, other than let us know like Ahsoka, like where she went right after.
Yeah.
But
it could be building to something. We don't
know. And honestly, like in a season with only 8 episodes, I feel like this was such a waste of time. Honestly,
there's more than 8 episodes, aren't there?
No, it's only 8. I think.
No, it's more than that.
It's got to be like 13 or something. There's no way.
There's at least 12.
Yeah. If it's just 8, then why even put that part in it? Anyway?
Let's see. Episodes. Yeah, there's 12 episodes.
Okay.
Well, still, that's not enough.
I agree. I think the 8 episodes comes from the fact that the 4 episodes we just saw for the first 4 weeks are episodes we had kind of already seen.
Yeah.
Because we saw the animatics for them. So 4 episodes that were unfinished finished and 8 new episodes. So, I mean, I agree, but I still think it's a fine episode.
Yeah, so. I mean...
Well, see,
if this was like in the middle of one of the other, like the original Clone Wars, I would have been like, okay, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
Now, so. See, Ahsoka leaving, that makes me cry. Yeah. I remember crying.
We're in like precious real estate here because after this, there's no more.
Yeah, but we could be getting Rebels. We're getting live action Ahsoka. We've got stuff. It'll be okay.
Ahsoka will go out with a bang.
# Ahsoka lives. So yeah, we'll be back. We still owe, well, I don't know if we'll have done it by the time this episode comes out, because I might release them out of order, the commentary for the last episode of The Mandalorian. We still owe y'all that. Hopefully we'll get to it soon, because we're all stuck in isolation. I'm going to be working from home, so I have plenty of chances to try to podcast.
And I'm here. I can do it too.
Yeah, that's right. Avi will be here, so
I can be in it more. Yeah. Yay.
So anyway, I was gonna say at the Clone Wars. Nope.
That'd be funny if it made an appearance there. That'd be cool.
At the X-Wing Files on the social medias, xwingfiles.com, xwingfiles@gmail.com is our email address. Look us up on Facebook. You'll find our page and our group and support us at patreon.com/xwingfiles. Although, given everything that's going on, if you're not supporting us right now, we're not going to give you too hard of a time, but like $1 would be nice.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything else?
I don't think so. I think we should make Johnny a moderator of the group and stuff.
Yeah, he's the only one really contributing. So yeah, we should just give it to him. It should be Johnny Redbeard Blakely presents the X-Wing Files. if he'll donate to our Patreon, we'll officially change our name to that. Yeah, go check all that stuff out. And then make sure you check out the new podcast that Elizabeth and I have. It's on xwingfiles.com. What's it called, Elizabeth?
This is not the podcast you're looking for. I don't remember.
Nope.
This is not the dating podcast you're looking for.
No, it's just called Not the Dating Podcast You're Looking For. You forced me to name it that, and you cannot remember the name.
I can't.
That's like naming.
That's so infuriating.
You know what? That's like naming a kid and say, "Wait, what? Yeah. What did I name you again? I forgot."
Jacob, Elizabeth, Joanne. I mean, that was
me. Anyway, yeah, go do all that stuff. We'll be back soon with more episodes.
I might be back. Yay.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk Ryan back into it, but probably not. So. I might have time to actually write the follow-up to Tar Wars. So, did you ever hear that?
Hear what?
Tar Wars.
Tar Wars? Oh, yeah, I've heard of Tar Wars.
No, when we... That was the thing we came up with Bubba Fett.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You remember. I remember
I wrote that. Did you ever listen to it?
I need to. I need to.
I'll play it for you.
I probably need to listen to that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back soon. Until then, may the Force be with you.
Bye.
Always.
Yeah. I don't know what's... Yeah. Clones fighting on our side. Captain Rex's mad fly. Temple in flames. Innocence, I proclaim. You helped to clear my name. Or should be ashamed. I'm no Jedi. Duh. By your anger you were confused by the dark side. You were seduced, not my master. You were reduced to Palpatine's animal. In hiding I've been all along, fulcrum aiding the rebel cause. If Bail Organa succeeds, the Empire will overthrow. So you're a Sith Lord, got yourself a red sword. Robot implants transformed, Anakin is no more. I'm my own type, make my path a lone type. Don't embrace the Sith hype, force inside me is light. I'm no Jedi. Duh. Afraid of you, but maybe it's 'cause I'm hanging with the clones.